Well, I thought rather than keep going on the stage, I'll come and plonk myself in my office with a nice big glass of water and see if that helps, rather than going full Theresa May and choking myself through my sermon. Let's give this a go. So we had the Bible reading this morning, looking in the passage in Colossians. And the question is about wisdom, deep wisdom. Now, Jesus' teachings are more famous than anyone else in history. Our attempt at understanding scripture has really formed the backbone of our laws in society. Jesus' words, spoken 2,000 years ago, are still relevant today. Those wanting to dismiss what Jesus says, even if they grasp the thinnest sliver of Jesus' words on the Sermon on the Mount, cannot fail to see the grace and love spoken by Jesus. The words are so familiar with us, they provide depth, meaning, and comfort. When Jesus walked this earth, he revealed the mystery of God. Now, Israel tried their best to follow God. They tried to obey the rules, served in the temple, remembered the old stories of the pillars of fire and the parting of the sea. But I think their understanding of God would always be an other, a mystery, not quite grasping or seeing fully. Because you see, God spoke through the prophets, the wise men. We have accounts of him passing in the gentle breeze. And the people had the stories and the rituals of the temple, but they didn't have the mystery. They didn't understand and see who God really was. We also see that they'd not been able to keep up with what God said or followed his commands. The nation faltered and chased after the riches and the powers of other nations around them. They couldn't cope with the facts or the relationship that God wanted to have with them. What Israel couldn't see, I think then was revealed in Jesus incarnate. All God's wisdom and knowledge came down to earth and walked with his people. If we look at what Jesus did and said, and I think it's true to say that I don't think Jesus wanted to leave behind a religion, as maybe we would say he did. Rather, he wanted a community. He didn't want buildings, he wanted people. You see, the deep wisdom of God is in Christ, and although he doesn't walk this earth now, we do have his spirit that speaks God's love into our world. I'd say, despite the institutional church wanting to control this wisdom and control who Jesus was, filter it through state, attach it to status and building and land, Jesus is not hiding in our buildings or our investment portfolios. It's still in Christ and is Christ. The words spoken by Jesus are still the closest to our understanding of that mystery today. And this is where I kind of faltered on Sunday morning, because deep wisdom is hidden. And we live in a world that's obsessed with illusions of wisdom and knowledge. You can see that on our TV screens if you pay attention. The adverts we see, the news that focuses on sensationalism rather than reality. True wisdom then isn't found in the limelight or top trending list. Rather, wisdom is hidden, fleeting, not easily tracked. It requires honesty and stillness, not flashy showmanship. Wisdom is found in the pain and the struggles of life, in the hurts that lead to growth, in the pain that leads to grace. It's hidden away from view. When Jesus walked this earth, he slipped in and out of situations, hiding his identity and revealing it to a small few. We talked about Jesus at the well with a Samaritan woman the other week, where that woman saw Jesus and he revealed something of himself to her. She seemed to be able to look beyond what was hidden to who Jesus really was. We're to look past the distractions in our world, look past the superficial, and see something of the hidden mystery of Christ. You see, the real treasure in life is hidden with Christ. The real life, the good life that I think we all crave, is hidden, not anywhere, but in Christ. It's not to say that we shouldn't appreciate the good things around us, but they're not the mystery hidden. Christ is. The other things are just stuff, things we accumulate. The true good life is only found in Jesus Christ. Everything else is meaningless, to quote Colette. And ultimately, and this is where I think many of us fall down, deep wisdom requires faith. And like that new car, we can't just buy wisdom and knowledge. It's not sold to the highest bidder, rather hidden behind a wall of faith. The unseen, the doubt-filled, the blinding, the foolish thing we call faith. So what is faith? What is, if it's hidden there, what is it? Well, I'm not sure I've got a great definition, but I guess it's grasping after things unseen in this world, revealed in Christ. You see, it's fleeting, it can't easily be found. Rather like the bird watcher or the hunter, you have to sit and wait. You have to be quiet long enough for it to appear. We have to turn off, transmit, and wait for stillness and peace. That's why Diana and Clive were right. Wisdom can be gleaned through listening and less talking. Only then will the hidden things become visible, especially in our noisy world that we live in. If our time in lockdown has showed us anything, it's that our human wisdom, our knowledge, our capacity has limits. The certainties of the human endeavour have been left wanting, no longer able to answer all the questions we throw at it. The only wisdom that can stand all the trials in life is that wisdom in Christ, hidden in faith. So what does this wisdom look like today? What is it? How does it make a difference in my life? Well, I think ultimately wisdom is found in what Jesus wanted, and that's the church, the hope of our world, the beacon in our light. Wisdom looks like community. The gathered church staying together despite our differences and our failings. The church does the world no favours if we speak in absolutes when we're called to grasp a mystery. There's enough absolutes preached in our world, from that skincare range to that miracle cure to that clothing to that latest bit of tech. We're called to live the mystery of Christ crucified. Foolishness, it's called. Foolishness. The foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. We're called to the foolish mystery of Christ. You see, wisdom leads to depth rather than superficiality. It's so easy in life to choose the quick fix, the instant distraction, when really we have deep questions that need working through. It's easy to judge someone rather than deal with your own failings. It's easy to run away rather than go on the journey in life. I wonder if you've been tempted to hide from the bigger questions in life. Maybe now things come to mind. What are the big questions in life that it's really easy to hide away from? Maybe we've got issues with our marriage that haven't magically gone away with time. They don't tend to. Maybe it's issues around our body image that don't disappear when we buy the latest anti-aging cream or that must-have dress. Maybe it's questions about regret or failure that cannot be buried with long hours at work. Maybe it's life decisions that can't be bought with a summer holiday. If we're not careful, we spend our lives running from life rather than digging deeper into the wisdom that only comes from God's love for us. Lockdown has forced us to face some of our demons in life. I wonder, will you deal with those things, or maybe we're tempted just to buy the next thing? Do we need to deal with some of those big things? We only get one shot at life. not one shot for this perfect life. It's not about that. It's not about saying we don't have regrets. We get one shot at life in this world. But one shot of living this journey of life with all its failures and its challenges. My encouragement to the church is, let's be willing to go on the deeper journey and really rely on the truth that our strength is found in Jesus Christ. I wonder if I've said something this morning that's touched a nerve, because I think they're deep things that we need to deal with. If I have, I'd love to pray with you. Maybe you'd drop me an email or a phone call. I'd really hope that we don't miss out on life because we couldn't risk delving deeper into God's mystery. I pray that we'd be a church community that held that mystery well, rather than preaching certainties and black and white when we don't really know. But we're called to deep wisdom. I'd love to pray for you, for the church, and hopefully you've been able to piece this together with what we did on Sunday morning. And like I said, I'm going to post the video for the Colossians explanation if you want to learn a little bit about the book of Colossians as well. Let me just pray. Lord God, we thank you for true wisdom. We thank you for your mystery and for your peace. I pray that if we have things in our own life that is unresolved, that time doesn't heal, that we struggle to go on a deeper journey because of, I pray that you would give us the wisdom to deal with it. Whether that's conversation with someone you respect, maybe that's looking outside of things for support. Lord God, restore us and repair us through the power of your gospel. Well, it's been a strange Sunday, and thank you for taking time just to listen to this afterwards. Please do get in touch if you want to have a conversation with me or anyone else in the leadership. We'd love